a secret. Can you keep it?
Fusey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM.
Fusey, Ed and Aaron back on your radio April 15. With them will come one of our favourite segments. We call it Secret Lives of Sydney. That is where we change your name, we change your voice, we use the voice decoder, but it could earn you $10,000. Essentially, you share with us something you've never told anyone before. We have had dogs going to vets behind their owner's back and being put down. We have had, well, a whole lot of affairs and some secrets within families that would absolutely shake the foundation. The beauty is they are never discovered. It is completely anonymous. Todayfm.com.au to get involved. What we've done here is compiled some of our favourite bits, some of our favourite moments from Secret Lives of Sydney. Let's get into it.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Fusey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 Secret Lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM. Secret.
Register yours, todayfm.com.au. One of our secrets is going to win themselves $10,000.
And we respect your privacy. We keep your secret safe. We share it, but we don't share your identity.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's what we're doing here.
Mm.
We will use a voice decoder if it's necessary, and we're going to use one, aren't we?
Yep.
So here comes not her real voice and not her real name, Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jenny.
We're great, and we appreciate your time, and we appreciate you sharing your secret. What is it, Jenny?
When I was much younger, I used to do jelly wrestling at the Oxford Tavern.
Petersham.
So, Ed,
you know
you've been to the Oxford Tavern. You've seen jelly wrestling at the Oxford Tavern.
I've participated in jelly wrestling at the Oxford Tavern.
What?
Okay.
But Jenny, what were you wearing when you would jelly wrestle?
It would usually be a little G-string bikini.
So, sorry, it's not like you just go and that's an activity that's up for grabs in like a kid's room. This is like adult entertainment jelly wrestling?
Adult entertainment jelly wrestling.
Ah, yeah.
How would men, Ed, you got involved? Were you wrestling with women?
I'll need the voice decoder for the how I got in there and what happened. But we can keep focusing on Jenny if we might.
All right. So Jenny,
drag a unwilling participant in it towards the end?
Yeah.
All right. So men who are watching would be dragged into the ring.
One or two, yes.
And so it's actual jelly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. God.
And you would generally wrestle other attractive women, Jenny?
Yes.
So
we usually do a one-on-one to begin with, and then another two girls would come in and they'd do a one-on-one, and then at the end we'd all go in and it'd be like two against two, or usually ended up being all four of us just rolling around.
So
being thrown around.
Very scantily clad, beautiful women in a pit of jelly just rolling around together.
Yeah, being thrown around as well.
Wow. So look, that's that's quite out there and, you know, a little bit risque. What do you do for a job now, Jenny?
I'm a teacher now.
A school teacher?
A school teacher.
What year do you teach?
High school.
So right. Safe to say,
I'm not
this
going
is.
To say what subject.
Yep, this is something you don't want to come out.
Oh, definitely not. No.
So, does anyone at the school know about your former profession?
No, no one.
What money could you make out of interest?
We usually got paid $200 for the evening.
Wow.
So we'd be there for 4 hours total.
So back in the day before OnlyFans, that was a way for beautiful, women to make a living by basically showing men parts of your body, but not doing it in too...
The top would usually be removed at some stage. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right. How long did you do it for? How many years were you doing it for?
Probably about a year on and off. Like they wouldn't get you in every week, obviously, because men like variety. So probably about once a month or so.
Did your family know at the time that you were doing it?
I think my sister had an idea, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
But your parents didn't know?
No, I don't believe so. Not at the time.
What does it feel like to have jelly in places that jelly doesn't normally go.
Oh, I would be finding jelly 2 days later. It got literally everywhere. You'd have a shower straight after, and 2 days later, you'd still be finding bits of jelly.
What would happen, do you think, if your school found out that that's what you used to do?
I don't even want to think about what might happen there. Oh. Yeah, I don't think they need to know. I mean, it's in the past.
Absolutely. It's not illegal. In the past.
You just don't know. Who knows what your teacher's been up to? Mm-hmm. Now, my wife is a school teacher, Jenny, and she's always paranoid about me sharing stories of, you know, about her. She's never been a jelly wrestler, but...
She was mud.
No, I can understand that.
Yeah, because she's worrying about what the students will think if they know.
Well, you do talk about your boudoir behaviour, so I get where she's coming from with that.
But we are married, so that's, you know, that's just, it's allowed to happen. You know,
it's also allowed if you're not married, by the way, too.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for your story.
Today FM.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Fusey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney.
Untold secrets.
Unbelievably true.
Only on Today FM.
Secret. Okay, voice changer on, name changer on. Rupert, not his real name, not his real voice. Welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No, thank you for sharing, Rupert, and we will protect your anonymity, and I know we need to here. I've been told we need to because this involves a friend of yours and possibly a transgression that
yes,
you
correct.
Did.
What happened?
Yes.
What happened? What happened?
So about 30 years ago, I had an affair with my best friend's wife. How
long did the affair go for, Rupert?
It went on for a couple of years, and then that's before they got married. So we had an affair.
They were together though, so it was that right? Were they together?
Yes, correct. Yeah, initially, there was three of us. We were three best friends: me, my guy best friend, my girl best friend. And at some point, we sort of fell apart. Me and my girl best friend, because they started going out, which I never knew, because she assumed I liked her at the time.
Yeah,
I wish I didn't. Yeah, it was purely platonic, but she thought I liked her, so we sort of parted ways because I felt like, oh, I felt betrayed that you would think that when it's not.
Yeah.
Eventually, we reconciled. At some point, it was so weird. At one point, I fell asleep on a train from the city. I think I ended up somewhere really far, and I woke up and there was no one there. And for some reason, she also fell asleep, and she was there. And I was like, wow, this is so bizarre.
You both fell asleep on a train together, and is that where the affair started?
Yeah, that's when it started. So I woke up and there was no one there, and I'm like, yeah, who am I going to find? And then I saw this lady in the end, and then I walked close to ask a question, and she was also she was my best friend. So I was like, man, what are you doing here?
It's fate. Two best friends.
Yeah,
did you not know she was on the train at the time?
No, because I haven't since then. Because after we blew up, we didn't talk for a while because I just didn't want to talk to her after that. I felt betrayed.
But you stayed friends with the guy.
With the guy, yes. I'm still friends with him. I still hang out with him.
So you're still friends with him, yep.
Yeah. So not with the girl, though. I would see her on, group gatherings. So I would say hello, but that was it. Nothing personal apart from that. But that time, after a couple of years, I saw her again. I'm like, oh, so you sort of missed that person. And you sort of, and after that, we started talking 8 hours a day. It was so bizarre. From there, we were texting, we were having lunch 8 hours a day. So it just sort of got out of hand. And at one stage, I told her, look, I think I should pull away because this is getting a bit too much. I think it's delving more on
to the cheating side. Yeah, but you hadn't been physical at that point.
It was already there.
But they hadn't been physical. Is that right? You hadn't been physical at that point?
No. We were just, I thought we were just friends, but I felt like 8 hours a day of phone calls every day.
It's a lot for a friend, especially when that friend has a partner who's your best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was even wondering, like, when does she talk to him? Because I talk to her all the time. So I'm thinking, when does she actually talk to him? Because I'm on the phone with her, and I'm texting her, and I'm emailing her at work. And at some point, I told her, look, we should sort of slow it down and not talk as much. And then she got pissed off, and eventually she started sulking, and I just went, hey, look, I mean, I feel like I'm developing feelings for you, which is not safe, because I think my best friend's in the line here. He's not going to be happy, so let's just calm down a bit, and we'll talk at a later time. And after that, we sort of didn't talk, and then she calls me after a couple of weeks and she goes, hey, look, I feel the same way. I've got feelings for you. And I'm like, man, where do we go from here?
And you started having an affair with her then. Is that right?
That's when we started having an affair. From there, you know, we met for lunch. We started holding hands.
Started and hooking up.
More. Yeah.
So it was a full physical affair with a woman, and you were at the same time best friends with her partner.
Exactly. And the weirdest thing is at the time, my friend was all thinking of already proposing to her. So I felt bad whenever he talked to me about it. I'm like, hey, I want to propose this woman. Yeah. I've met the right one. I'm like, all right. So it was hard for me to sort of react to that. So I was like, hey, I'm happy for you. But in the back of my mind, I mean,
you know what was going on.
Yeah, but it was so hard to tell because we're all so close.
Okay, Rupert, stay there.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Speaking to Rupert, who had an affair with his best friend's wife, and on that, Husey, we do need to find out what happened with that wedding.
Did he end up marrying her?
Yeah, so basically, in the end, we parted ways because I told her, look, I think we should just not see each other anymore.
Did you go to the wedding?
Yeah. So the weirdest thing is he was asking me to be a best man.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I think I should not be the best man. I think your brother should be the best man.
Yeah, right. You did not want to be on that altar with that bloke because you were having an affair with his bride.
Exactly.
Had you stopped really noble of you.
Had you stopped the affair by then? By the time they got married, were you still having an affair with her? And this is a safe place. It's anonymous. Were you still having an affair with her when she got married?
No, when she got married, no, we didn't have an affair anymore.
You stopped.
So we stopped it just before. But we did see each other before, about 3 months before she got married. She wanted to meet up. So I thought just to clear the air. But then things...
One final fling. You had a final fling with her 3 months before you got she got married.
And that's when she knew, okay, this is not good. We can't be friends anymore because it's just not... Yeah, it was too close. I mean, the feelings are too much.
So, but after they got married, you never had any more relations with her?
Yeah, that was it. We never. But the thing is, after we got married, so she got married with him, obviously. And after a couple of years, we got a divorce.
Right.
I guess... Yeah, because...
She wasn't right. Yeah, she was in a bad relationship, and you knew that. But are you still friends with that guy?
Oh, I'm still friends with him, but we don't, obviously, because things get busy now. So I have my family, he's got his family, I'm sure she's also got her family.
But he never found out?
Yeah, I think he sort of had an indication that there was something on, because I know sometimes he looks our way and he looks funny. But it's so hard to tell because we were so close at that time. From his standpoint, it's going to be hard to.
You've never told him.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't tell him because it's just going to break his heart. Plus, you know, it's going to destroy the friendship as well.
So why did you do it, Rupert? Just out of interest? Like, did you? If you know, it would break his heart, and he was your friend, and what was the motivating factor? You just couldn't control yourself.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. Like, I tried to. I mean, I decided to back away so many times, but. The feeling, because at the time, that was my first time. It's going to sound weird, but that was the first time I actually fell in love with someone. I mean, I've dated, but not at that level, because we were best friends, and it developed to something more. So the connection was so strong, I couldn't help myself. And I tried to back away so many times, because I knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
He was my best friend, but somehow we just always found each other.
It happens. These things.
Yeah.
That train, man, it's not your fault. That train is so bizarre that... Both falling asleep on a train.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But somehow we both ended up in the same spot out of nowhere.
Did you ever have an affair with a married woman or someone in a relationship after that?
No. I felt after that point, I think that was the first time I've ever been like a third party. So I thought next time I'm with someone, I want to be someone's number one.
You never did it again. You've never done it again.
I felt so bad at the time because I felt like I was the other person. So I'm like, I don't want to feel that way again.
Yep.
So I felt depressed after that.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Rupert.
Thank you, Rupert.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Husey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM. Secret.
It's time to go to fake suburb Parramatta to meet not her real name, Rowena, and say hello using her not real voice. Welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney.
How are you?
We're good. And we go to extreme lengths to protect your anonymity. That's why people trust us, because they know their secret is safe with us.
Absolutely. It's the only way. If you've got something to get off your chest, this is the only place to do it. What is your secret, Rowena?
So, my dad, he went to China and got married. He brought his bride back, but then one of my workmates was on a dating website.
And so, and just quickly, before we get to that, so did you know your dad was going to go to China to get married?
No. He came back and told me, my sister, that he had gotten married and he was bringing her back.
So you're like, we have no idea about this, and he was... It was just out of the blue, your dad says, I've got a Chinese bride.
Yep, out of the blue, like no clue at all.
You hadn't met her, obviously.
Oh, no. God, no.
So he came back. Did he bring her back to Australia?
Not straight away, because she couldn't get a visa.
Yeah. So, all right. Your dad is just, he's got a Chinese bride. So you've got that information? Yeah.
Yep.
So eventually she came over, did she?
Yeah, so about a year later, she ended up moving over here.
And you met her?
Eventually, not straight away. I think it was another 4 or 5 months till we met her.
How was her English?
Not very good, and she didn't like me and my sister.
Oh, God's sake.
That's hard.
You're just looking for someone to, you know, someone to love. And you want your dad to be happy, don't you?
Well, I do want him to be happy, but not like with someone that treats crap.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So then what happened, Rowena? So he's married to this new bride.
Yep. And then, like I said, one of my workmates was on a dating site.
Yeah.
And she was showing me the people that she'd been on dates with and some people that she had slept with.
Yep.
And she was scrolling through and I said, oh my God, that's my dad. And she turned around and shows me, I've actually slept with him.
And this is after your dad had...
So, yeah, this is after my dad had brought a Chinese wife back.
So he'd committed the rest of his life
to,
to another woman. And then he's on a dating website and sleeping with your co-workers.
God, men, what is wrong with men? I know women do it
too.
I know, but it's too much.
It's too close to home. So Rowena's just trying to get through her day, and her dad is targeting women that she works with. Not targeting, it was just random, obviously.
Did you tell your work colleague?
Well, I said yes, that's my dad.
And did you say he's got
also married?
Oh, he's married.
Yeah, he's married.
Why would you dob?
No, because she wants to be honest, mate. She's not like her father. Yeah. Her father.
No.
Mate.
And did you confront your father and say, Dad, you've got to stop this. You know, you're married to this woman. So you haven't confronted him. He doesn't know that you know.
No. And I won't tell him. I will never tell him.
Did your
wife has treated me like crap. Absolute crap.
Have you made an effort with her, though? Have you tried?
Yes, I've tried.
Of course she has. Rowena's a nice person.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, no. That's really hard.
The wife doesn't want to be reminded of his past.
Yeah.
Well, the wife needs to realize he has a present as well, and that's not so good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rowena, did you ask your colleague how your father was?
No, oh God, no.
But did your colleague give you any indication that your father was a generous lover?
No, nothing. I said I didn't want to know anything.
Yeah. Rowena, I'm assuming you're not. Are you traumatized by this, or are you okay?
I'm okay now because it happened a couple of years ago, but at the time it was horrible.
I can't believe you were able to control your emotions enough not to tell your dad or to confront him. I would have found that really hard.
I don't speak to him that often and I don't, like, I probably see him once or twice a year.
He's still doing it though, isn't he? There's no doubt, Rowena.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
And do you think maybe it's an arrangement he's got with his wife, like an open marriage or no?
Wouldn't have thought
I'm
so.
Not 100% sure,
no.
But maybe because she's got all her family out here now. So I think she was using him as much as he's using her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. Well, yep. Transactional sometimes, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. With your, when did your father leave the family home? Can I ask your family home?
Oh, when I was like 2 or 3.
Yeah. Just did he, he just bailed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. Were you ever tempted to tell his wife about what you found out? Or I guess you don't have a relationship really with her, so.
Not really. Just like I said, the way she treats me and my sister, and I don't really have a relationship with her anyway.
I'm sorry to ask this, but is your mum on the scene or?
No, my mum passed away when I was 9.
I'm so sorry. That's awful.
You've had a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, darling. Yeah. But well, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. Thank you, Rowena.
Today FM.